Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad, we will rejoice in it, rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him, be joyful. So, I get comments on these teachings every now and then, and I gotta be honest, like I just happened to come across a couple today, and the one kind of struck me a little bit because, you know, you get into a way and a pattern and a habit in your life, and you don't really realize that it might be a little different than what's been taught, and it had to do with praying. And I think this person's name's Kai, but what they said is, I love the prayers at the end. Not only are you requesting we pray the big prayers, you also go ahead and model for us how to do so. Plus, I always thought the big prayers were the miracles. In reality, it seems like they are talking to God of what's of big importance to us, our sphere of influence, and of course, we can also request the miracles. Thank you for modeling your faith. It's wild to me because prayers are like your prayers a specific need. That's what's the loving thing about God is that He wants to hear from you. And like to be able to release the little things in your life. And this is actually the second or third person I've talked to that's talked to me about this. That they were always taught almost to be afraid of God, and you like you only do like very little prayers or like the Lord's Prayer, which is inaccurate. But the fact that like God wants you to talk to Him. God wants you to pray. I mean, if you think about your kids talking to you, how much of it is a joy to hear about the problems that are going on at school, that going on in their life. God is here to help you. All, of course, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. But this, I read this morning, and then was reading John again about what Christ said and the Lordship, and I came across this verse, and it's just all kind of melded together. But if you go to John chapter 9, verse 31, it says, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth His will, him He heareth." Again, everything was built and surrounded about the laws. And you had to follow the laws in order to be righteous. And God's not going to hear sinners. But yet Christ died in order that we can have we live in a new administration. God will hear you. God wants to hear you. If you jump over to verse 8 of Romans, it says, "There is therefore now, right now, not one judgment to them which are remaining within Christ Jesus, for the spiritual law of life," or for the law of the spirit of life resting within Christ, "hath freed me from the law of sin and death." You are no longer, God will hear you because we are no longer under law. Christ came to fulfill the law. And now you have the reconnection with God. And to listen to Kai, or I think that's, you know, talk about this, just about miracles and that, you know, the weight of that. The weight of that, not being able to go to your Father and speak to Him and talk to Him. God wants to hear from you. You are no longer thought of and looked of as a sinner. You are now a son of God, righteous in God's eyes, upright in God's eyes. And no matter what you do in this life, no matter what acts you perform, that is not being held to your account because you're righteous. Now, there is a result of that, but not with God. God is spiritual. And if you go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, it says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they might be seen of men. Verily, verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when thou pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard of their much speaking." When you pray to God, and again, it's Jesus Christ talking. You pray in quiet. You pray by yourself. You don't do it to show men. This is the point is, it's not between men. It's not for men to see you do it. That's how much of a thing it is, the relationship is with you and God. He wants you to pray to him in secret, in quiet, just with you and him. It builds the relationship. And when you can rely on that, when you, there is such a comfort that you can go to God and pray. And I want to finish up with this, because there is a result of praying, but it kind of shook me a little bit, in the sense that, like, he wants to hear from you, from us, about the details of your life, because all of it's important. If you go to verse 6, be anxious of Philippians chapter 4, be anxious for not one thing, but in all things by prayers to God. And again, this is the most specific language that's ever been written. Prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need with thanksgiving, let your specific requests be declared unto God. It is so loving. It is so loving what God has in store for you. And I just love this person's heart, that they're seeing it. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ, and there will be it's the little things of your life, and he will bless you. And you know what? He has a sense of humor. He created it. He created us. You know what I mean? He has a, you can talk to him the way you talk to anybody. Build the relationship with God. Godliness isn't the outward form. It's not religious. Godliness is a true and vital relationship with him. And then that rolls into the epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with God, where you hear from him and you heed his advice. His advice comes to you through the Spirit. It also comes to you through the Word. You have all this and all things, and it's all because Christ died for us, in order that we could be a new spiritual being reconnected to the source. You're reconnected to God. So enjoy the moments of your life. There is nothing to fear in this world. Fear does not come from God. Have a beautiful day. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. It's always, when you pray to God. Never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for the moments of my life and for everything that's going on. I pray for the business, the other business, that you just take care of that, and that we have another great day, and that it blesses those people that are going to enjoy that entertainment. Father, I also pray for our business and just for the four stools, that whole situation, that you just cover that and take care of that. I thank you for just the people and the moments of my life, Father, for the little things. And I always pray for that golf game thing as better, Father. And I just thank you for putting Rob in my life and working out and all that. And I'm just very, very blessed for the position you put me in. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.